ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order intended to help Los Angeles rebuild faster from the deadly wildfires. His order waives certain reconstruction requirements. It also extends a law against price gouging. But the fire danger far from over, says LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
We know that elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday.
Fires are blamed for at least 16 deaths in the region, but crews have made progress on the Eaton fire. It's now 27% contained. President-elect Donald Trump takes the oath of office in 8 days. He has warned Israel or Hamas to release all hostages by the time he's sworn in. Israeli sources expressing optimism about ongoing talks in Doha. The U.S. involved in the talks. Trump's incoming Middle East representative and envoy is there, as is President Biden taking part. This is ABC News. As expected, the man who led two investigations into then former President Donald Trump has resigned his position.
The Justice Department saying in a filing that Special Counsel Jack Smith resigned Friday after submitting his final report to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Smith had been overseeing investigations into Donald Trump's role in both the January 6th Capitol attack and the classified documents retained by Trump after he left the White House. Smith saying in 2023,
"We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone."
But after Trump won the November election, the Justice Department dropping cases against Trump as per policy of not prosecuting a sitting president. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The winter storm across the South forced the cancellation of events around the inauguration of North Carolina's new governor. But in his speech, Josh Stein said Saturday he would work with the Republican-controlled General Assembly, and it would also help cut through red tape to help people rebuild quicker after Hurricane Helene. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and 24 degrees at 12:03. Cloudy and turning breezy today. Scattered snow showers are possible. Highs falling to the mid-20s. Winds west 10 to 20. Breezy and much colder tonight with few flurries early with partial clearing later. A low of 3. Winds west 10 to 20. And partly cloudy, breezy, and quite chilly tomorrow with a high of 13. Once again in Richland Center, our current temperature is 24 degrees.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City thanks you for your support. Please note, Turbo's is closed through the holidays, but will reopen soon to serve up your favorite lunches and dinners. Stay tuned to WRCO for updates and get ready to enjoy the festive atmosphere, delicious soups, a fresh salad bar, and mouth-watering meals when they're back. That's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, closed through the holidays, but they look forward to seeing you soon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Today is Sunday, January 12th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. A Dane County judge will appoint a special prosecutor to pursue charges of animal mistreatment and cruelty against a dog breeder. Madison Weekly Isthmus reports that Judge Rhonda Lanford's decision and order follows years of pressure from animal rights activists to take action against Rigland Farms in Blue Mounds. They accused the facility of conducting medical procedures on dogs without anesthesia and failing to provide the animals with appropriate living conditions. Lanford determined there was enough evidence to pursue felony and misdemeanor charges. Lanford's order is issued under a rarely used state law that allows circuit court judges to appoint special prosecutors in cases in which the local DA refuses or is unavailable to issue a complaint. Kohl's is planning to close 27 underperforming stores in 15 states by April, as the struggling department store chain aims to boost profitability and improve sagging sales. The announcement on Friday comes as the Menominee Falls, Wisconsin-based chain had 11 consecutive quarters of sales declines. The stores identified for closure include 10 in California, but represents a fraction of Kohl's locations. Kohl's is getting a new leader next week. Michael's CEO, Ashley Buchanan, will take over the chain's top job. Traditional department stores have struggled to retain customers as consumers shop online and look for bargains. On Thursday, Macy's disclosed the locations of 66 stores it plans to close early this year. Milwaukee police are investigating a threat against a high school. Criminal charges will be referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office after a 14-year-old boy allegedly made a social media post threatening to shoot up Pulaski High School. The teen was arrested following a report of the threat made Tuesday night. Milwaukee Public Schools released a statement which said MPS staff followed district protocol to ensure administration was able to investigate the situation quickly and identify those responsible. MPS also reminds parents and guardians to review rules outlined in the codes of conduct with their students. A man accused of a fatal 2023 hit-and-run crash is dead just hours before his trial was set to start. WLUK-TV reports 62-year-old Daniel Sawyer was set to stand trial in Washura County on Wednesday for the crash near Plainfield that killed one woman and injured another. But Portage County deputies said Sawyer died by suicide outside his town of Grant Home. Sheriff Mike Lucas reports Sawyer suffered a self-inflicted gunshot. Unfortunately, garage door repair scams are common and can leave homeowners to be taken advantage of. BBB Scam Tracker has numerous reports of unscrupulous emergency garage door repair companies who take advantage of homeowners needing repair services. These companies target homeowners by advertising their emergency repair services, then inflating the amount of work needed or the parts needed for repair. Consumers don't expect to be overcharged for unnecessary parts. They often take advantage of urgent situations and prey on the homeowner's lack of knowledge of garage door parts and service costs. These companies can appear at the top of internet searches when homeowners search for emergency garage door repair. BBB provides warning signs and tips to help consumers avoid falling victim to garage door repair scams. Warning signs of garage door repair scams include the business name. Garage door scammers often use multiple names that are generic and unclear and not listed as a legally registered business with the state. There is no physical physical address. Scammers may only provide a phone number or an email address and avoid giving you a verifiable location. The lack of identification. Legitimate repair professionals typically wear uniforms, have identification, and drive company-branded vehicles. Be skeptical if the individual does not have proper identification or a marked vehicle. Prices are unrealistically low. Many scams advertise a low fee for the service call, only to demand more money for additional repairs. Scammers may use high-pressure tactics to convince you that your garage door requires immediate and costly repairs. They may insist that you should not wait, and they may demand payment up front. Be cautious of any repair service that demands payment in full before any work is completed. Reputable companies will provide a detailed estimate and allow you to pay after the work is finished. To avoid garage door repair scams, research the company, get multiple estimates, ask for credentials, get everything in writing, take your time, and trust your instincts. Remember that due diligence is key when hiring any service provider. Researching and choosing a reputable garage door repair company can save you money and frustration in the long run. A reputable garage door repair company will prioritize your safety and provide transparent and fair pricing. Stay vigilant and informed to avoid falling victim to these scams. If you encounter a garage door repair scam or suspect fraudulent activity, report it to your local authorities and BBB Scam Tracker. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. It's National Blood Donor Month. The American Red Cross urges donors to make an appointment to give life-saving blood or platelets in the new year to help keep the blood supply strong this winter. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to keep critical blood products on the shelf for patients in need. The start of the new year is one of the most challenging times to collect blood products as the threat of severe winter weather builds and can often lead to widespread blood drive cancellations. Additionally, an active cold and flu season may prevent people from keeping donation appointments as they rest and recover from illness. Three opportunities to give the gift of life will be held throughout the area this week. They are on Tuesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet, and from noon to 4 at Linden Station Fire Department. A blood drive will also be held Wednesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Don't sit on the sidelines. Kick off the new year with a blood or platelet donation. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. WRCO News Time is 12:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Currently, it is cloudy and 24 degrees at 12:15. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Bear Creek Valley in Richland County, Wisconsin. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogy trails from what would be the town of Forest, the eastern part of the town of Buena Vista includes Bear Creek Valley, which is one of the finest sections of country to be found in all of the state of Wisconsin. From the point where Bear Creek enters the town to its place of exit into the Wisconsin River, it includes a distance of about 6 miles. The average width of the valley is about 1 mile. In the early history of the town, wheat and other cereals were grown in great abundance. But for a number of years, this valley has now been devoted extensively for grazing and dairying cattle. There are two cheese factories in this valley within the limits of the town of Buena Vista, which was, for it would be, extensive business. L.G. Thomas is the pioneer in that cheese-making business in all of the state of Wisconsin. He began in 1865 and for many years did an extensive business in the area. In 1867, George Carswell and his brother John H. and Nathaniel began the manufacture of cheese using that year's milk from what would be about 100 cows. They ran a private dairy until 1873. The present factory was erected in 1882. This is one of the most complete factories to be found in all of the state. The size of the building is 24 by 45 feet. When it's full capacity of cheese, it can do 1,500 pounds per day. It is furnished with all the modern improvements, and its facilities are for rapid and excellent work. During the year of 1883, this factory manufactured into cheese from milk of about 400 cows. The Easton Cheese Factory was erected in 1871 by H. L. Eaton. During the first year, this factory used about 200 cows' milk. The establishment now has a capacity of manufacturing up to 700 pounds per day. An unlimited amount of cold spring water runs through the factory, from which a spring just a few rods away. During the winter of 1849, the town of Buena Vista was organized by an act of the legislature, and on the first Tuesday in April of 1849, the electors of the town met at the house of I. H. Wallace in what was then Richland City, and organized by choosing J. W. Coffinberry, moderator, and C. W. Morris, clerk. The polls were open, and 20 votes were cast. Those returns were taken to Mineral Point, Iowa County, for survey. Listen next week to the history of Richland County. A Sextonville High School graduate serves on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 12:20. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Today is Sunday, January 12th. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 18th, from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. John Beatty is survived by his mother, Shirley Beatty of Boscobel, sister, Jean Roth and Ed Edwards of Boscobel, one nephew, two great-nephews, along with other relatives and friends. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Thomas Eugene Tom Richter, 73, of Spring Green, died Wednesday. No funeral services will be held. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Tom Richter is survived by three daughters, Rebecca and Lee Onsager of Hayward, Lisa and Fred Henkel of Arena, and Lynn and Michael Guru of Lone Rock. Eight grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Arnold Richter, Mary and Tom Dickinson, Bernice and Bill Jacobs, Bertha Swinehart, Philip and Jane Richter, Diane and Jim Crone, Elma Ward, Pauline Richardson, and Mark and Joan Richter. Many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends, and friend and mother of his children, Donna Dietzman. Thomas Eugene Tom Richter, 73, of Spring Green.
Attention shoppers, when it's time to shop for a special gift, don't go to the same old gift shops with nothing new to offer. Come check out the TriStar Gifts and More. They have something for everyone, from Rural Route 1 popcorn to homemade Amish gifts and unique one-of-a-kind signs. Need a card for a special occasion? We have you covered. And for the grill masters out there, we carry Pit Boss, Louisiana, and all the accessories you need. Visit us on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch and Richland Center. TriStar Gifts and More, where you'll find something special for everyone.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
How's it going, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a low-pressure system as of late morning over north-central Wisconsin continues to cause scattered light precipitation across the region. Most of the freezing drizzle is moving east of our area now, and we're seeing some snow showers and flurries push across southern Minnesota and northern Iowa as colder air wraps in. So we can see some of that this afternoon and this evening, just very small amounts. But it will be getting quite blustery and cold out there by tonight, so be sure to have all the warm clothes handy. It's going to stay on the bitter cold side tomorrow into Tuesday as well. We do anticipate a fairly quiet week, no major storms in sight. There will be a weather system sliding by to the north and east of us Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Could bring a few snow showers, mainly to northern and eastern Wisconsin at that time. Also, some much warmer Pacific air will move in as we head toward Thursday afternoon and Friday, only to be replaced by another batch of cold Arctic air by next weekend. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Cloudy and turning breezy. Scattered snow showers are possible. Temperatures falling to the mid-20s. West wind between 10 and 20 miles per hour. Breezy and much colder tonight with a few flurries early, then partial clearing. Low temperature 3 degrees. Wind chills down to 10 to 15 below zero. Tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy, and rather chilly with a high of 13. West wind between 8 and 18 miles per hour. Monday night tumbling down to 1 below zero. Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, but still cold with a high of 14. Heading into Wednesday, sun gives way to more clouds in the afternoon. Not as cold. Low 1 below zero, high of 24. Thursday, some clouds, but much warmer. Low 17, high in the upper 30s. Friday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of light rain and snow showers. Low 23 with a high of 40. And Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and much colder, the high temperature in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and the temperatures are dropping. We are now at 24 degrees because we did reach a high today of 28, and that was later morning hours today. And also our morning low was 25 degrees. Record highs set back, and I'm sorry, yesterday's high was 29, and we received a dusting of snow. Record high set back in 1871 is 55 degrees, with a record low of 25 below set back in 1912. Last year's high was 31 with a low of 25. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:48 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:32. The winds are out of the east at 16 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 11 degrees, and our barometric reading is 29.64, and we have received a trace of light drizzles so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 24 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
And yesterday, there were a few area high school basketball games. First of all, in boys action at the Warren, Illinois Invitational, Pecatonica, Illinois beat Platteville by a score of 78-61. It was Darlington over Delavan Darien, 76-61. And it was Blair Taylor defeating DeSoto by a score of 71-65. And in another game in the area, Mount Horeb defeated Reedsburg by a score of 73-51. In girls action yesterday, there was a couple area scores to report. First of all, Blair Taylor beat DeSoto by a score of 51-44, and Schulzberg defeated Lancaster by a score of 47-41. And wild card weekend continues in the NFL today, and the number 2 seed Philadelphia Eagles are set to host the number 7 seed Green Bay Packers today in an NFC wild card game. Both teams are dealing with injuries to their quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts returned to Eagles practice after a 2-week layoff with a concussion. He will start against the Packers, and Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love is nursing a sore elbow and will start as well. The expected marquee matchup between Hurts and Love may come down to more to which one can survive 60 minutes in one piece rather than one healthy enough to fill a game of stupendous plays. And you'll be able to hear that game right here on WRCO 100.9. And the kickoff will be at 3:30 with the pregame starting at around 1 o'clock. And right now there is another game going on right now in the NFL, and that features the Bills hosting the Broncos. And in the first quarter, with a minute and 11 seconds left, the Broncos are leading the Bills by a score of 7-3. Other games that'll be played today, it's got one more that'll be played, and that'll be played this evening at 7. It'll be the Buccaneers hosting the Commanders. And then tomorrow on Monday Night Football Playoff Edition, it will be the Rams hosting the Vikings. Yesterday in NFL wildcard playoff action, unable to reverse the negative momentum of a late season fade, the Pittsburgh Steelers disappeared from the playoffs with a humbling loss to their fiercest rival. Pittsburgh was eliminated by the Baltimore Ravens, who rolled up to a 28-14 victory last night. It was the Steelers' fifth straight loss, including a four-game skid to end the regular season. Pittsburgh's strength this season was its defense. The unit was consistently effective in shutting down the run and notched 33 takeaways, tied for the NFL lead. In this game, however, the Steelers were trampled by star running back Derrick Henry and quarterback Lamar Jackson. Houston's D'Angelo Ross returned a blocked extra point for 2 points in the fourth quarter of the Texans' wild card playoff game against the Los Angeles Chargers. It was the first such play in NFL postseason history. The play came after Ladd McConkey scored on an 86-yard reception early in the fourth quarter. Cameron Dicker's extra point attempt was blocked by Danico Autry. Dicker tried to knock the ball down, but it bounced out of his hands, and Ross grabbed it and returned it for the score that pushed Houston's lead to 25-12. The NFL began awarding the 2 points for an extra point returned to the end zone back in 2015. Yesterday in women's college basketball, Bree McDaniel and Cheyenne Sellers each had 21 points as 8th-ranked Maryland bounced back from its first loss with a dominant fourth quarter for an 83-68 victory over Wisconsin. Kayleen Smickle added 18 points and Christina Dells 15 for the Terps, who lost 79-74 at home to number 4 USC on Wednesday. Sarah Williams had 24 points and Lily Cron 16 for Wisconsin, which is 0-14 all-time against the Terps. Williams laying to open the fourth quarter brought Wisconsin even at 62-all, but Maryland answered with a 17-2 run, pushing the lead to 79-64 on Kayleen Smickle's putback with a 3:26 left. Also yesterday in state college ball basketball action in the WEAC conference, Stout beat Whitewater by a score of 62-61. It was River Falls over Eau Claire by a score of 67-65. In overtime, it was La Crosse defeating Stevens Point 84-83, and Platteville beat Oshkosh 79-64. Also yesterday in Big Ten action, Desmond Claude scored a season-high 31 points to lead Southern California to an 82-72 win over number 13 Illinois. Wesley Yates III had 15 points, shooting 7 of 8 from the field, while Rashawn Agee had 13 points and 8 rebounds for the Trojans yesterday. Illinois had a 5-game winning streak snapped by Ben Himerches had 15 points, while Draw Gibbs LaHorne and Trey White each scored 11. And the Illini's leading scorer missed his second straight game because of a forearm injury suffered January 5th against Washington. Peyton Sanford scored 21 of his 23 points in the second half. Sophomores Owen Freeman and Brock Harding added double-doubles, and Iowa pummeled Indiana 85-60. Sanford had only a pair of free throws in the first half, but he made 7 of 9 shots with 4 three-pointers after the break for the Hawkeyes. Freeman totaled 16 points and 12 rebounds for his third double-double of the season. He also blocked 4 shots. Harding had 10 points and 10 assists for his second double-double of the campaign. Miles Rice had 12 points and 5 assists for the Hoosiers, who saw a 5-game win streak end. Omar Balot totaled 10 points and 13 rebounds for his fourth double-double of the season. Ohio State is favored to win by 9.5 points over Notre Dame in the College Football Championship national title game. That's the second largest point spread in the 10-year history of the playoff. Georgia was favored by 13.5 points over TCU 2 years ago and easily covered with a 65-7 victory. Several handicappers say they don't expect a repeat of that blowout and believe Notre Dame can keep the game close. Ohio State has won its 3 playoff games by 14 points. Points or more. Notre Dame beat Penn State 27-24 in the semifinals on a field goal in the waning seconds. The Chicago Cubs and Colin Ray have agreed to a $5 million one-year contract, reuniting the right-hander with manager Craig Counsell. A person with direct knowledge of the negotiations confirmed the agreement to the AP on conditions of anonymity because the team hadn't announced the deal. The 34-year-old Ray made one appearance with Milwaukee in 2021 and then pitched in Japan during the 2022 season before returning to the Brewers. He went 12-6 with a 4.29 ERA over 27 starts and 5 relief appearances for the NL Central champions last year. Counsell managed Milwaukee for 9 years before he was hired by Chicago in November of 2023. And Justin Verlander and the San Francisco Giants have finalized a $15 million one-year contract. A three-time AL Cy Young Award winner, Verlander joins a projected rotation led by All-Star right-hander Logan Webb. Verlander went 5-6 with a 5.48 ERA in 17 starts for the AL West champion Houston Astros last year. He opened the season on the injured list with a shoulder inflammation. He also was on the IL from June 18th to August 21st because of neck discomfort. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
100.9 WRCO.
On the merry-go-round that we call life. Take a drive on cruise control, then you wait to find it's a winding road. I had my dreams in view when the money ran out and the engine blew. Hung my tears out to dry, then my dreams fell out of that clear blue sky. And I was walking the clouds, feeling so safe and sound. Something else knocks me. Is that the man's not sure? Another guy'll give you everything. Only problem is you don't feel a thing. Well, I know from experience, nothing's ever gonna make perfect sense. Oh, one day you get what you want, but it's not what you think. Then you get what you need. Well, oh, that's the way it is. You gotta roll with the punches.
Crash and burn, it's hit or miss.
That's the way.
And that's
town looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
That was Kenny Chesney with Take Her Home on Country and Community, WRCO. 1247, temperatures now down to 23 degrees, winds out of the east at 12. And we're almost in the single digits with the wind chills. It feels like 10 degrees outside, so it is a cool one when you get out in that wind, folks. And coming up shortly at the top of the hour, be Green Bay Packer football, Green Bay at Philadelphia in that NFC wild card game. Kickoff at 3:30, pregame starting at around 1:03. So be sure to keep it tuned for that. And then tonight, Old Country coming on from 9 until midnight. Bo will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. And we, because of the Packer game, we will have no evening news this evening. And as far as me, I'm going to let you go, and we will play some more music coming up here shortly, right before the game. And everybody have a great day, and please stay safe.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs.
Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO 100.9. Understands. She don't let go of anything, even when the pain gets really bad. I guess I should have been more like that. You had it all for a pretty little while, and somehow on a bruised and beaten heart, and then you realized you wanted what you had. I guess I should have been more like that. I should have held on to my pride. I should have in her simple
stealing time.
It never feels long enough.
We're always stealing time.
Stealing
somehow
time.
It catches us.
The lies get in the way. They never feel okay.
But oh, oh, you should know.
Just like my hometown, you feel right to come on back to.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.